חבא על המוח, צריך להיגרס. כזה היה לסבוס אור של נופל ושיחי או של חולוב, ניסייח. תאים היו תיכו ממדאו, עם אומה שמי יש בו תם, בוסור אסור. So we rely on the team of the Tveire, in regard to the Cholov. So, אם מומה שאין בתם בוסר אסור, ובאב מותרס, אף אם בפוחס משישי, ואיסך תיכו, אסור. So in other words, איסך תיכו, we don't rely on the team, because there, it is, in no probability, it will absorb the time. After all, a small piece of meat into a big kettle of boiling milk, so in no probability, the meat absorbs the time of milk. So even if the goy says, no, we don't rely. Machine can be got with the cholov, so there it's possible that it does not give it time. So the machava possibly is even if there is no shishi. But if the goy says, there is no time, so it's mut. I feel a poch in shishi. Ve'i sochticho asu. Bamedvor mamurim b'shekidem ve'eitzi achticho kedem shetifleit cholov shebol. The Haimei Kedim Shetanua Chayei Romeo Tichu Aval Iblo Yisbik Lissalki Ache Tuchal Liflei Tachol of Shebolo Aval Pish. So then, so the Kazayis Boso first absorbed, the first moment it absorbed milk from the kettle. And then after it stopped boiling, so it was paling the milk. Now that milk that was paling, that's Cholov Yisel, Cholov Mivele. So then it's commingled with the rest of the milk. So if there is no shishim, so maybe it's osir. But if there is shishim, so then it's muta. Why? Because we don't pass for like Rashi. Masha'inkin, the two mentioned according to Rashi, even there is shishim, because it's milk with minay. So I feel well of everybody. Now, so why in the common sense that the chesdin on the negin is mechatim as in the chovim, ubin on samach, beholding it. Now that when we learned Arube, so we pointed out that there is a, the Shachs explains it not on the basis of that we are Chishish for Rashi Shiki, that if there is no time, we require Shishim as well. That we're not Chishish, but we don't trust the Akum. But Enoch Name, let's say, suppose a Yisrael would be taken, let's say it's a question of Truma that fell into Chum, Nichol, Bimine, and the Kayan was there, and the Kayan says there is no time, then even according to Pesachot Ramor, so it would be Mutter. But the Levush says, no, the reason is why we are not saying Atim as a Chavi, not because we don't trust the Chavi, but a different reason, because we Achei Shish Vashidas Rashi, that the fact that there is no time is not enough, there must be Shishim in addition. נופל חולוב לפתדירו של בוסו תיאמי מחתיכו שנופל לו לאכול אם אין בו טעם חולוב הקלמודה ואם יש בכתיכו מתים אז חולוב נסרו איסו חתיכו. So if חולוב fell into הקדירו של בוסו, so יתאי the apemus פיכר פנוויץ' תכתיכו פנוויץ' לחולוב דבר. If there is no dam cholov, fakul muter. And if in that chtiche there is a dam cholov, so that chtiche becomes a chtiche de yisure. So then we require, so vim yeh lechticho mitim as cholov, lesre is chticho. So we'll be done, then say, mchina de yichovim, bin shishim lechticho, bin lav kula asur. So then once the chtiche becomes osea, so then we need shishim neged the size of the whole chtiche. ומשאר מחולו מוי מחמשי בידי או מחתיכה בעין מחתיכה זו הירק והמור בטבלין כדי שתיכה שתיכה זו איך עוד משישים מהקיר החתיכה אסור והשום מודה במה דבור ממורים בשלוי מי יעדי רב התחילו כי שנופל החול שנופל החול אלו מפסי. So at the very outset, so the time was concentrated in that chtiche. And then when he's minayah, so that chticha became chticha de yisure. Then when he's minayah, so it spread to the rest of the day. So maybe we need shishim, negative whole chticha. Ah, but we need a mitchila batzor. או אישי כיסו. משס נפילו ועצור, פאקו מצטרף ובטל תמכו. So the Mechaber mentions the Roshna Ramba. Mitchil Batzor. The tour was masikanet. The tour is masikanet. I mean, it's not necessary that it should be minaya the whole time. In that time. But the Mechaber mentioned the Roshna Ramba. Now, here we have the machlekes between the tour mentioned. We have the machlekes between Rashi and the Rim. Between Rashi and the Rim. Now the Mechaber and the Ramo, they don't spell it out explicitly. The two spells out the Machlekes. But the Mechaber and the Ramo don't spell it out. The question is, how do we pass it? Does Shechonoch pass it like the Rashi or like the Ri? So that's discussed by the Taz and the Shach. But there is a Machleke between Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, so if the Chticho is Miktsos Oberated and Miktsos Oberated, so it is considered as if the whole chaticha is above the level of the rim. So, Memele, even if the rishishi, neged the tipas cholov that fell on top of Marus chaticha, according to Rashi, so that chaticha, even if the rishishi in the whole day, neged the tipas cholov that fell on chaticha, so that chaticha becomes us. That chaticha becomes us. According to the Ri, that chaticha does not become osa, because according to the Ri, if it's mitzos of chutz v'reitim and mitzos of teicha reitim, it's considered as if kulot teicha reitim. So it's like one chaticha, so everything is mitzuref. So even the rishishim in the totality of the teicha, then even the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole drop is also according to Rashi. So according to the Ri, it's a kulot. If the rishishim, so even the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole drop is mitzuref. And according to Rashi, the uppermost chaticha is also not the rishishim, the talit of the day. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz, it's not only Taz and the Shach, I mean, everybody is against the Taz. The Taz mentions the Darkei Meishi. And everybody agrees with the Darkei Meishi, but the Taz is the only one who is chaylik. So the Darkei Meishi says that according to Rashi Shite, we have a chumre and we have a kulin. We have a chumre, according to Rashi, that if it is. Now let's take the case where the uppermost chaticho is completely above the rate. Let's say the rate reaches up to here, up to the middle of this lower chaticho. And then this is the uppermost chaticho, and the uppermost chaticho is completely above the rate. And then milk drops, it was all of drops on this chatich. So in such a case, everybody agrees, Rashi and the Ri, that this chatich is osea, even though the totality of the daily, the rishishi, but that's considered as if it had been cooking in a separate in a daily by itself. So that chatich, if it gave it time, that chatich is osea. In spite of the fact that the totality of the daily heshishi, negative tipas hollow that fell on it. That's the case where the uppermost chaticha is completely above the rate. Now, suppose it's mitzoso, the reitev is magi up to here. So, the upper portion of the chaticha is above the level of the reitev. The lower portion of the chaticha is within the reitev, So then, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the reitev. So one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, we have the chumah. According to Rashi, we have the chumrah that even though in the totality of the gdeir heshishi negative tipas cholom that fell on this chaticha that is mitzos ha-mesicha reite or mitzos ha-chutz reite, so still this chaticha remains nosa. According to the Ri, we have a kulin that if the totality of the gdeir has either talde or deire has shishi negative tipas cholov, so then even this chaticha is mutaris. That's so he certainly had a chumre according to Rashi Shite and the kule according to the Rishi. But the Akimeisha says there is a kule emanating from Rashi Shita as well. According to Rashi Shita, to this Chaticha, according to Rashi, has the Chumra that it's Oser, in spite of the fact that the totality of the Deir HaShishim. But this, the other Chatichas, the rest of the Deir, is Muter, the rest of the Deir. The rest of the Deir. Whereas, is Muter, even if there is no Shishim negative as Cholof in the totality of the Deir, according to Rashi. Whereas, according to the Ri, we have a Chumra. Because according to the Ri, Miktos HaMisicharetel, Miktos HaMisicharetel is considered like as if everything can be integrated. So mainly everything is Mitzurah. So if there is no Shishim in the totality of the Deire, negative, the Tipas Cholol that fell on the uppermost, Chatiche, so according to the Ri, even the other Chatiches are Osya. But according to Rashi, even if there is no Shishim negative, the Tipas Cholol, the Dark Emesha says, according to Rashi, so the other Chatiches are still Mutah. Whereas according to the Ri, there is no Shishim negative, the other Chatiches are Osya. The Taz says there is no Kulen emanating from Rashi Shita. But on the contrary, that according to Rashi Shita, it's Kulen Chumre. Of course, it goes without saying that according to Rashi Shita, so even if there is, so even if there is Shishi, even if there is Shishi, neged, even if there is Shishi, neged in the totality of the day, neged the Tipas Chol. So according to Rashi Shita, the uppermost Chaticha remains Osir. But where is the Dark Emesha says that according to Rashi Shita, the rest of the day, so is Muter even if there is no Shishim negative Tipas Cholo? So the Taz says, according to Rashi, the rest of the day is Osir, even if there is Shishim negative Tipas Cholo, unless there is Shishim negative the whole size of the Chaticha. This is a Taz. And that's a very strange. But they are all Chelik on the Taz. Now let's see the Taz here. In Sivbeis. Ze Mayre. She Noflo Sivbeis. Le Sirdei Yoshobos. Noflo Cholo Ve Sirdei. Nofal Cholo Ve Sirdei Yoshobos. Ze Mayre. She Noflo Hatipo Shela. Ala Chaticho. Achas. Chutz Lereine. Di Biseicha Reitei. Vadai Koma She Biteicho. Mitzdari. Vibat Latip. Because of Atur. But of course, if the whole chaticha upon which the milk dropped is teicho reitei, so then according to everybody, so everything is mitzure. He says, "If you see teicho reitei, vada yikom mashem dira mitzdar vada lati." Because of atu machlekes rashi b'ri b'ze, the ri dav geshach teicho kolo chutz l'rei, ki shticha achas k'tos chutz l'rei, v'zum nachas l'rei, v'al koch neschach teicho levad, av k'tos b'reitei, v'o teicho ma'arevez, v'o agdei v'o mitzdar vada lacholo. Rashi, after we just read it, in Akim Mitzarif, the Batla Chol, and the Apo Mous Chaticha, upon which the deepest Chol of Dvab, remains us, even though the totality of the day, Shishi Negev Tipas Chol. So then he says, and he mentions, V'yesh, that's part and parcel of the Rosh of Akim Eish, V'yesh Kula L'Rashi, Mitzad Ha'echo, the Haimim, Mitzos of Reite, V'zuach Tichan Eseres, in Eseres Ashor, because of the Dark Emesha. So the other Chatichas do not become Osir, even if the totality of the Deir do not have Shishim negative Tipas Cholot. Because, according to Rashi, so where Miktsos is, Miktsos Chutz L'Reit, Miktsos Teicha Reitem, it is to be treated as if it had been Kulo Chutz L'Reit. Kulo Chutz L'Reit, so then the uppermost Chaticha is treated as if it's boiled by, it's cooked in a pot by itself. So naturally, it doesn't affect the status of the Chatichas in the rest of the Tere, because it's by itself, it's not Mitzurah. That's the Shita of Dark Emesh. So the Shita of Dark Emesh is that there is a Kula emanating from Rashi Shita as well. The Lord Nirlan is the IT. So the Taz, it's a very strange Shita, the Taz, in Rashi. The Lord Nirlan is the IT. The Aval Pishay Mireitim, the Lemato, Misayeya, Livate, Tipas Chol of Shenoklo, Livishay no Ticho Magi Alishom. מכל מוקד, איסו חתיכו עצמו, נאסרס, חיליק התחתין, חיליק העליין, וחיזרס, ויוסרס, למטו כל הרייטיב, ומה שבסייחי עד שישים נגד כל החתיכו. לכל החתיכו נאסס נבילה, כיבני מקצס החתיכו מנחס. תיכו רייטב, הורייטב מליך לשור, ומי דברי השולחן ערוך היו, שאם דברי רמב״ם, נראה לסביר לי כרעש, לפוס אבי נסרחתי, חוי סרס השור. על כל כוח, נראה לי דוחי קיימרון. אבל כפי שרשאו בישר, ואת השור לפוס הקרי, בכל מספרי קרי פרפוס, סוס עם המתה, זה איך נקרש. So he says that he mentions that big chidesh, which is a very strange chidesh, that there is no kule emanating from Rasha Shibi. The dark, he says, and it seems that all the days, he can't agree with the dark. So, that there is a kula emanating from Rashi Shita as well, not only a kula. And the kula that emanates from Rashi Shita, the Lakamisha says, is that according to Rashi, if there is mitzos a chutzla reitim, mitzos a teva reitim, so it's to be considered as if the kula chutzla reitim. So, the kula, the anachitcha is, amuter, if there is no shishim negative as cholo. So he says, if it's mitzoso, chutzlereite, and mitzoso, techareite, so then, the adachtiches are also there, unless the adachtiches have shishim negative the size of the whole chaticho. So in other words, so negative the size of the whole chaticho. Why? What's the hesper? Now, if let's say it's kulo chutzlereitev, then this chaticho is osea, even though the totality of the ohe shishi negative as cholo, but the adachtiches are completely mutea, even if they don't have shishi, even negative the tip as cholo. Mashein kein, if it is mixtos otecho reitev, and mixtos o chutzlereitev, so then it has all the chumras in the world. On one hand, it has the chumre over and above the case where it's kulo, where it's kulo chutzlereit, kulo techoreit. Because if, according to Rashi, so if it is mitzoso techoreit, mitzoso chutzlereit, so the male at that time was chaticha panuish, the whole of drop remains also, even though there is shishi. In the totality of the day, or negative as well. But on the other hand, it has the chumre as if it had dropped upon a chaticho that is originally chutzlereitev, and then it would be minayer and mechasi. So what would be the aloche? Suppose the chaticho is kulo chutzlereitev, and the cholov dropped on it. So then that chaticho remains also. That chaticho remains also, and the other chaticho, and then at the end of the cooking, he would be minayer mechase. So then we would need shishi negative the size of the whole chaticho, because the whole chaticho. So here too, if it's mitzoso teichreite and mitzoso chutzlereite, even though he was not minayer mechase at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end. So it has both chumres. It has the chumre that this chaticho remains also. Remains also, even though the totality of the deira is shishi negative as cholov, as if the whole chaticha had been above the level of reitev, and it also has the chumre of niya v'kiso, of loy niya v'kiso, v'tchilo v'niya v'kiso v'sof. So the main way, the other chatichas are osea, not only if there is no shishi in the totality against the tipo, even if there is shishi in the totality of the deira against the tipo, but there is no shishim negative the whole chaticho in the totality of the day. It's still awesome. How does he explain it, the Taz? So everybody disagrees with the Taz. But how does he explain it? So he explains it on the basis, this is how we got him explained, the Taz. On the basis of the same lundis that the Shach explains the aloche of Yisadov. Now, we have the aloche that by Yisadov, there is a being of tichanasis nevele by Yisadov. What does it mean, Yisadov? Suppose you have a kulye to which is attached chil. So you have, let's say the kulye, and then a piece of chil is attached to the kulye, to the king. So then, and that piece of meat, one piece of meat that has the kidney, that has a piece of chelem attached to it, a small piece of chelem attached to it. So if it was cooked in the pot with other chtiches basar. So then we need shishim, unless we say that the membrane is mafzik. But if we say that the membrane, let's say there is no membrane between the kidney and the chilek that is attached to it. So then we need shishim in order that the rest of the dirish should be muter. We need shishim not only the small piece of chilek attached to the kidney, but we need shishim like the whole kidney. That is a problem. So we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach in Siman Ayin Beis. I discussed that in Tahumes. So in Tahumes and Melicha, I discussed it. So what's the reason for Issa Dovuk? For Issa Dovuk? So the Taz mentions the reason because it's possible that at one point this kidney that has a piece of chilev attached to it buoyed up and it was pushed up through the pressure of the steam. It was pushed up above the level of the reitiv. So that moment, it was nisbashel in the deiro by itself. And then when it is pushed down, so then it's like putting it in a deiro together with other tiras. So we are cheshish for it. That's how the Taz explains it. The Shach in Sinai Beis, he explains it differently. Why do we say by Yisra Dovu, we apply the Aloha of Tichan Asis Nehele? Because by Yisra Dovu, So first, let's say we have a kidney and a piece of chilev attached to it. That's an issa dovuk. So first, let's say the first 10 minutes, the first 50 minutes, all the bliyeh of the chilev is concentrated in the kidney. Then, after 50 minutes, it starts spreading. So for the first 50 minutes, I mentioned 50 minutes as an example. So for the first 50 minutes, the whole bliyeh was absorbed, was taken in by the kidney. So Mela, at that moment, it became Echtichad Yisurei. So even though later on, it spreads out, the whole there, so then, but since for the first 50 minutes, so it was concentrated in this, so Mela, it is considered as Echtichad Nasis. So this is how the Taz explains the Shita of Rashi. I mean, this is the explanation given by the Primigoni. If, let's say, you have a number of Chatiches in the Gdeira, and the Reitev reaches up to here, the uppermost Chatiche, and then Cholom drops on the uppermost Chatiche. So Mimele, that means that first, the Cholom, the bliya of the cholov is absorbed by the whole chatire. It's one chatire, so it's not only absorbed by this half that is above the level of reitiv. By this half that is within the reitiv, it's also absorbed. So first, all the cholov is taken in by this chatire that is half in the reitiv, half above the reitiv for the first 50 minutes, and then because of the tiruf of the reitiv from here on together. So then the reitiv is miachid, the lower half of the chatich, with the rest of the, because there is reitiv that unifies. Here, up to here, there is reitiv. So that reitiv that is up to here unifies the lower half with the rest of the chatich. So mimele, but first it is taken in by this chatich. Then, through the reitiv that reaches up to half of the chatich, so everything is spread, distributed among the rest of the chatiches. So the mele we apply, so in view of the fact that first, so in other words, so it's like Leo Vikiso. Why is it like Leo Vikiso? Because after the first 50 minutes, I'm mentioning 50 minutes. So after the first 50 minutes, so then it spreads through the rate that reaches up to half of the chatiche. So it spreads the bliye among the rest of the chatiches. So mele, they all become osa. So it's like bliye b'kiso. What does bliye b'kiso do? Bliye b'kiso spreads the bliye, distributes the bliye in all the chatiches. So here too, first it concentrates in this chatiche, but then once it is taken in by the whole chatiche, so it is taken in by the lower half too. You cannot say that if the reitiv reaches up to half of the chatiche, that the cholov is only absorbed up to here. No, the cholov is absorbed by the whole chatich. And then once it is absorbed by the lower half of the chatich, the lower half of the chatich is united with the reite, through the reite, with the other chatiches. So then it spreads. But since for the first 50 minutes, it is concentrated in this chatiche, this atmos chatiche, and then it spreads. So it's like, lo inia bitchilo v'inia mesof. Without an actual niyo, there is an automatic niyo through the reitev that covers the lower half of the uppermost chatiche. This is how the Primigodim explains the tashite in Rashi. But everybody is chelik at the tas. And they all assume, I mean the Ramo and the Shach, that according to Rashi there is a Chumre and there is a Kule. There is a Chumre that in the case of Miksoso Toichoreite, Miksoso Chutzlereite, Soso Chutzlereite, even though there is Shishi, in the totality of the Deiro, Neged, the Tipas Holov, so according to the Vi, so it's Mitzure, and even this Chatiche is Muter, according to Rashi, so there is a Chumre, this Chatiche remains also, even though there is it in the totality of the Deiro, there is Shishi Neged Mitzchalov. So that's the Chumre, everybody agrees, that's the Chumre that emanates from Rashi. But then, the other apostles say, there is a Kula emanating from Rashi, that Kiv, Loi Nia, Loi Mitchilov, Loi Mitzchalov, so even though there is no Shishi, even Neged the Tipas Cholov, so the rest of the Deiro is still Mutea, the Rambam says, and the Shach says, the Taz says, no, the rest of the Deiro is Osea. Not only if there is no shishin in the totality, negative as follow. Even if there is shishin in the totality, negative as follow. But there is no shishin negative the whole chatiche. So the rest of the data is still awesome. So according to the task, yes, what is it?
Another question about that the Korean
just doesn't go out, and the people that is part in, part out. No, it doesn't matter. The other post say that it doesn't matter that it's considered. You see, in other words, that if it is miktsoso teichoreitiv and miktsoso chutzlereitiv, so it is considered according to Rashi as if it is kulo chutzlereitiv. The same thing. So whatever is true of the case where the whole chaticho is above the reitiv, so it's true of this case. B'mitzias, b'mitzias like that. B'mitzias like that. All right. Now, so this is what the Taz says. And then the Taz says, "Mumidim Ashukhono Chayimu Sheimdim Rambam Nirali Nisvir Likirashi Milikosav Bimnesva Achticho Yiseres Hashom." So the Nekudas Akesef is Masik. He says, "How? What's the Raya that he agrees that the Mechaber here is based is declaratory of Rashishi? What's the Raya? Why? Because he says, 'Umisharim Bichulo.'" אם הוא לא בחומה שיש בגדי רומה, תכף לו הירק והמלורק והטאבו, כדי שתכתיך זו אחד בשישי, מהכה אלא אכתיך אסור השור מטרס. So what's the guy he says? לא אם הוא חכמיד את ישלים את המיירו שכולו חוץ לרדת, והוד יסרס השור, חיימי שכשני ירח הכי, הוא נמצא עם סייבר, this is a big pearl against the task. Of the Mechaber spells out, Umisharim Bichulo, Imoyo Bichomashi, Vide Romach, Tichova, Yerek, Bamoro, Via Tabri, Kideshetech, Tichazuach, Mishimakach, Tirasro, Bashomuta, Bamedrom Amorim, Bishaloi Nier, Hagde Robitrilokish Noflachov, El Lipsei. So, what does it mean? In other words, the Mechaber spells it out that he has reference to the case where at the very outset, at the very outset, it was completely above. So the Mechaber could have reference to the case where the Chticha at the very outset was completely above the level of the Reitev. But then at the end, he was Minayah. So then that's why we require Shishi. All right. Now let's see the Ramona. V'chein im loyniya klal. Loi mitchilo, v'loi bisov, v'loi kiso, klau. Im yisama b'gdeiro neged tipas cholov shenofal, en yose rak achticha lebad, usho agdeiro muta. Now here, there's a very strange expression in the Taz. He says, v'chein im loi niya klau, loy mitkhilo ve loy biso ve loy kiso klau im yei same al gdeiro nege tipas kholo sheno fal if the totality of the gdeiro has shishi nege tipas kholo en yose rak achti khalva u shora gdeiro muter the implication being that if the totality of the gdeiro does not have shishi nege tipas kholo so then what? So what's the deal? If the totality of the Gdeiro does not have Shishi, negative as Cholov, so what would be the Aloha then? He says, Im Yesh Samer, Im Loiniya Klau, Loi Mitchilo, Veloi Biso, Veloi Kiso Klau, Im Yesh Samer, Begdeiro, negative as Cholov, Shenopal, Eini Yoseh, Rakach Ticha Levad, Ushor Agdele Muter, Why Ushor Agdele Muter? Because Yesh Samer, Begdeiro, negative. Suppose there is no Sama Bigdeiro negative as a Cholov, then the Shor Agdeiro is also Oseh. Why should it be Oseh? Why? Loi Niya, Loi Mitchilo, Loi Miso. So that means there was no spreading. So the Cholov did not spread out of the Chatiche. It remained in that Chatiche. It remained in that Chatiche. So in the Melech, that Chatiche is one part, and the other Chatiche is only a separate part. If it's Loi Niya, Loi Mitchilo, Loi Miso. So the rest of the data should be muter, not only if there is shishim in the totality of the data negative as a cholov, even if there is no shishim in the totality of the data negative as a cholov, the rest of the data should still be muter. That's the difficulty against Rashi. So the Beragila says, there is a Torah Sefer Rama. Look in the Girah. He says, Habe. Now you have just, you have there, a circle, a small circle, a small tiny circle. So that's in the Piragilo. Bidivre arrived. Bidivre arrived with genetic abyssiosaki in Haki, in Lunia Klau, in Joachtikas Nesoris, Aval Pishayim, Mem Saba Kenegat. And then he said, there was a girl saying, in the parentheses, Agoyis Mayim. So he says, here we changed it, it's not mentioned, Agoyis Mayim. So he says, Bagoyis Mayim, Shom Chipashti, Gunatsosi. אחריו המאגיד קוסם על זה שום ואיפה ששחקין נס רבין וחשפלת הסוגי ואוידו וזה הערב שמקצוס בשיחרית אם כן המאי סגי ושמה כנגד הטיפון גם בפוסו בכל כבר מי לכתב לעשות בילה ואילו אם מסתפים להאמינה להניע זדייתי שתוי סנוף על בדפוס וצורך לימה אם אין סמה בידיו ובמוק עם הגוי סמיים וצורך לימה המאגיד נשתה so that was changed already we don't say here הגוי סמיים in the parentheses it's all right but he says he makes a correction Ilui mistapine. So he says, she may some of the Lord. In other words, instead of reading, Vichelim when he a cloud, I mean, Hill, I miss over like he's a cloud. In the Sama of the Lord, you should read, Afilui means some of the Lord. Even if there is no some of the Lord. So he changes the case. Now the Shach. So he accepts the girl, Sev Dramo, and he explains it very well, the Shach. Without changing the Girsay, he explains the Ramo very well. In other words, he says that the Ramo has a suffix as to whether the Aloha is like Rashi, or the Aloha is like the Ri. So Mele we go to Chum. So Mele he says, and Ramo has reference to a case where the Chaticha upon which the milk dropped was Mitzosoteicha rated. And Mitzoso Chutz L'Reitiv. Chutz L'Reitiv. So he says, V'chein im loy mi akla, loy mitchilo v'loy bisof. In other words, the Chaticha upon which the Chol of Dvab was Mitzoso Teicha Reitiv, Mitzoso Chutz L'Reitiv. And he didn't stir the Gdeire at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end. So then, in the summer of Gdeiro, negative as cholov, shenofal, in yose rakach ticha levad, ushor agdere muter. But if there is no shishim in the totality of the gdeiro, so then, if there is no shishim in the totality of the gdeiro, and so then the rest of the gdeiro is also oser, because of ichshoshe, maybe the aloche is like the ri. Now, the Ramo is referring to the case where the lower half is immersed in the reading. The upper half is above the level of the reading. So according to the Ri, it's considered as if everything had been completely immersed in the rain. So according to the Ri, it's like one big chatiche. Everything immersed in the rain. So in such a case, if there is no shishin in one big chatiche, so then the whole deiro is awesome. So according to the Ri, so it is got mikzos achuzlerite, mikzos techarite is like kulo techarite. When it's kulo techarite, then everything is mitzure. And if there is no shishin in the totality, so then the whole deiro is also according to the Ri. So it's chishis for the shitabri. But then you'll say, so then you should say, if there is shishin, so then even the uppermost chatiche should be muter. So if the Rambam had been sure that the halacha is like the Ri, he would say that. But the Rambam has his suffix when the halacha is like the Ri or the halacha is like Rashi. So he's cheshesh, both chumres. So the Meila he says as follows. If chen, in other words, if it was miktoso techorit and miktoso chutz lereit, miktoso chutz lereit. So then according to the Ri, it's considered as if kulo techorit. According to the Rashi, it's considered as if kulo chutz lereit. But we don't know, so we apply both chumres, the Rishite and Rashishite. So Meila he says, one thing is sure, if there is shishim in the totality of the Deira, negative as follows, so then the rest of the Deira is muta. According to everybody, according to Rashi, it's certainly muta. Because according to Rashi, so it is to be treated as if the whole thing had been chutz lereit. So in other words, so the other chatiches are in a separate part, and the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole part is in a separate part. But even according to the Ri, it's mutar, because they are only two of the shishim, so it becomes butter. But then, according to the Ri, if the Ri is shishim, so even this chaticha itself should be mutar. But it's not sure whether the halacha is like the Ri. So it's chesh, for she is rashi. So the Rambam is giving cheder according to the shachs. According to the shachs, pshat. Why the Biradero had to make a correction? Why couldn't he explain it the way the Shah does, which is very simple? Alright, I don't understand. Then he says, V'chein im niya b'tchilo, o yikiso miyat, aval gav lo niya vo yikiso v'psov, kol agdero mistori, v'hu she niya v'kiso miyat she nofal shom yisa. Two. So that was that. That was the sheet of the two. But the Rambam says, niya mitchilo v'atso, and the Mechaber kapi v'losh naram. So there are some Nisikeli who say that it's lav davki. In other words, that there is no machlekes between the Rambam and the two. But the Orach HaShulchan says no. When the Rambam says, niya mitchilo v'atso, he doesn't mean he has to keep on stirring. He describes the interval within which niyo is effective. And that is as long as the whiteness on top of the day. On top of the deiro does not dissipate, does not fade away, does not disappear. Alright. Now, v'chein in nofal now then the other chiddush of the Rambam, which is even a bigger chiddush than the two mentions. So, and the two is masik on the other hand. The two is masik on the other hand. V'chein in nofal, but the mechaber mentions the Losh Narada. V'chein in nofal is yichamor, oy lichtiches, v'lo neidal is yichtiche nofal, Neyes agdeiro kulo, achi yoshu v'yisari v'aki, in yesh v'deiro kulo tam chol v'asuro, v'im lab muteres, v'im loy nimtsoi v'yichovim shigitim v'nismiro lo, mishar v'shir shibat, kam v'shir Rambam. So the tour is masi. So the Rambo mentions the shit of the tour. V'yish chilkim v'smiro lo, den imeyo mashadir agdeiro, im v'shiriya miyad shil of l'yisera. So of what avail is the fact that he stirs it. But he didn't stir it at the very beginning. So at the very beginning, the Cholov gave it Am Cholov in a certain Chatiche. We don't know which Chatiche, but it gave it Am Cholov in Chatiche X. So whatever X is, Chatiche X is also. So then he cannot, by stirring it, he cannot make it muter unless in the totality of the Deira, there is Shishim Neged, the size of Chatiche X. But if even the Talmud Deira, there is only Shishim Neged, the Tipas Cholov that fell on Chatiches X, then it doesn't come Muter, because Chatiches X is there. So what they say, the Shishim Neged Rambam is, that even Tabi Kosov Cholov, we don't apply the halacha. Haftichah nasis nevele. If the haftichah upon which the chol, or in which the cholov gave a tam cholov is not yibum. So then we don't say haftichah nasis nevele. That's the shita. That's the shita of the Rambam. All right, this one is all right. But the Torah is chayim, and the Rambam passes like a Torah. Now sing it. Kishenes haftichah machmas a cholov nasis haftichah yisah. Ve'im bishlo im acheres tzorach shishim levad al kolom. Ve'im akiro, so that was also mentioned by him. Ve'im akiro tzor mashlicho. Ve'achiris, ve'achiris v'toris. Ve'im einu makiro, so then we have a tabu of yovish b'yovish. Because even though there is shishim neged ol chaticho, but if it's a chaticho, we will ischabe. So, and there is one chaticho, chaticho ex, that is also, but we don't know what X is. So the mele, and it's a chtichah or yishchabet, so there are 1,000 chatiches. They look the same, so the 1,000 chatiches are also. So we may makir or, but, so the tabumis of Yom HaYovish is only shayach ligabe chatiches, because they all look alike. But ligabe reitev, you cannot say, it cannot be mixed up with the chatiche X. Reitev is reitev, but chatiche X is a solid piece of bosom. So we may not makiro or eitev muter v'cholachtiches asures because of the tachubes of yovish b'yovish tichor uyo yischabit and isos amach masatzmo im chtiches yisar uyo yischabit chtiches yisar uyo yischabit. All right, now sit down. V'yom chuch ticho atunas mevele elo b'posa v'cholo avaloi b'shor yisurim k'in kazay yischelev sh'nivla b'chticho v'ein bo shishim levatloi v'nesko והקר בישלו עם החירס, עם צורך על השישים, כדי כזייס, אבל לא עם בישור איסורים, כזייס חילה, שניב מביכתיכו, ואין בו שישים לבד לו, ונסחו, והקר בישלו עם החירס, עם צורך על השישים, כדי כזייס חילה, ויוז, אפילו חתיכה עצמו, חיזר אסליס, מותרס. So one thing that is not difficult, that was the מחבא פסמיס, like Rabbi Nefrai, so that we saw in Tarum Vestu. But, there is a machlekes between the two. And the Rashi, let's say, like Rabbi Nefrayim, that by Shor Yisurim, we don't apply the law of Tichanas Nevele. So that means that when a certain chatiche, let's say, a chatichas boso absorbed one kazayis, a chatichas boso that had the size of 10 cc. So absorb one kazayis of chelev, and then that chatiche that altogether has a value of 11 zesi. So it was cooked with other chatiche seter in the pot. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, we need in the other dere 60 neged one kazayis, not 60 neged 11 zesi. According to the Ram, we need 60 neged 11 zesi. So of course, the Tur and the Mechaber, the Paschal, like Rabbi Ephraim, that in such a case, we need only 60 neged one kazayis, not 60 neged 11 zesi. But there is a machlekes between the two and the Rashbo. Now, when this portion of meat that has a kazayis of chilev absorbed in it, and then it was cooked in the second part with other chatiches, so the Tur says not only the other chatiches are muta, as long as there are 60 zesim in the second layer. But even this chatiche itself that became Moser originally, so actually say chtei is muta by Shor Yisur. But the Rashba says that even though by Shor Yisur don't apply the halacha of tichanas nevele, but actually say chtei is osir. Actually say chtei is osir. So that chatiche remains osir. Now, so the stira is between the psak of the Mechaber and Tzimetz HaKibetz, where he passes like the Tur, that by according to Rav Ephraim, that by Shor Yisurim, we don't apply the law of Tichanas Nevele, so actually say Chtei, when it is cooked in another pot and it is squeezed out, so then the original Chatiche becomes Muter, there's the Tur Shite, and the Rav Shite is the original Chatiche remains Oseh. So in Simen Kuvot, we saw when we learned Tachuves, that the Mechaber passes like the Rashi. Now turn to Simen Kuvot. So he says, in Simen Kuvot, Sifala, Chtiche Shemo lo Yisar, Veim Bo Sama Bevat, Lishinov Vleg Deiro, In Yisar Esel Vechesh Bisa Shemo, Shimei Ba Meshing Deiro Mitzuref, Machtiche Atmo Shishim Neget Yisar, Abo Lua Bo, Kmut Ama Shemig Deiro, Abo Achtiche Atma Asuro, Lifi Shim Yisar Shemo, Yinif Otmen Ligamre, Ligamre, So, Rashbo, Vitesse, Vilanoche, Viroche, Mordechai, Vichemiker, with the Lloyd Ramoses, with the Lloyd Kimishimas of real Simensatic face, that face of Tichomoteres. So, that's in other words. So, the Ramo assumed that the Mechaber was Chesed. In Simensatic face, he held. When he wrote Simensatic face, he held like the Shitas Hatur, that by showing his Surin, according to Rabbi Brian, that the Din of Tichon Asnavir doesn't apply. So after we say that he's also muter, the mitzvah chatichi itself becomes muter. Once it is the iser is squeezed out, the tam iser is squeezed out. So it also becomes muter. And in simin kuvov, he passes like the Rashi. So here he passes goes after the tichah atzma chizer. So the Rambam says, no, the Avishayim say, differently, the Avishayim gam ginon, v'chol yisurim v'chtichon ases v'vele, v'chin ha-minik poshut, v'hein lo ishanis, v'davke im o yis ha-dobu, v'chtich ha-seter, o ish ha-chtich ha-kulo chutz l'reitei, v'nofal ole o yiser, avu im ish ha-chtich ha-teich ha-reitei, v'hein lo yis ha-dobu k'bei, lo yamdino v'chtichon ases v'vele, u'mitzarif kol ha-gdeira levat lo yiser. Aber wenn ich das sage, ich habe dich erwähnt. Wenn ich sage, doch, wenn Leute, Leute haben genug Tiere, dass sie nicht wählen, mit Stahl, klar, die Leute, was ich sage. Und mit Kolmok, im Mischle, hach, mir lesen, ich sage, ich habe dich. Wie kommt es, wie schon in Syrien? Aber was habe ich auch? Aber ich habe nicht so doch, und ich sage, ich habe dich erwähnt. Aber ich habe dich erwähnt, nicht wählen. Alright, so dann weiß ich, how does the Ramo pass? Number one, the Ramo pass ist natürlich an der Freie. Denn der Aloche, auf der das Nivele, applies to show in Syrien as well. But the Rambam passes, however, there is one difference between Basa Becholov and Shaul Surim. Vis-a-vis Basa Becholov, he is Cheshish for the Shite of Rashi. But vis-a-vis Shaul Surim, he is not Cheshish for the Shite of Rashi. And he relies on the Shite of the Ri. Now we have a machleke between Rashi and the Ri. In regard to the case where the upper half of the chatiche is a bottle of the the lower half of the chatiche upon which the is dropped. So he's immersed in it. So according to Rashi, it is to be considered as if the whole chatiche had been a bottle of the according to the Ri, it is to be considered as if the whole chatiche had been immersed in it. So these are people of the cholov. So it is a swing in the Reise, because Chetich Nas is Nevele is mid Reise, so Nevele is Machmir, is Cheshish, Moshe Des Rashi. So Nevele in the case, where the Tipas Cholo fell upon the uppermost Chetich, and the uppermost Chetich was half above the level, half immersed in the level. So Nevele, even though there is Shishi, the Talit of the Gdeire, negative Tipas Cholo that fell, and the uppermost Chetich, so the Ramo Paskins, we have to be Cheshish, Moshe Des Rashi, that it is to be considered as if it had been completely about that. But vis-a-vis Shoni Suri, if it was Chelev, fell, of not Cholov, but Chelev, fell on top of the uppermost Chatiche, which was half immersed in the Reite, half above the level of the Reite, so then we rely on the Shite of the Re. So it can be explained in two ways. Either because by Shoni Suri, even though he passed this, not like Adon Ephraim, the Aloch Tiras really does apply, like the Ram, but there it's only in the Rabbanon. So since we have a Machlekes between Rashi and the Ram, between Rashi and the Ri, so we rely, so it's a topic in the Rabbanon, we rely on the Shite of the Ri. We don't have to be Cheshish the Chumre for Shites Rashi because it's speaking in the Rabbanon. Please have people say, oh, it's in the Reis. So you have to be Machmir like Rashi. But vis-a-vis Shoni Suri, is this speaking the Rabbon? Or even if, let's say, we say, like Hamnetam, that the halacha, or we can explain it, because I in a different way. In other words, that here, when the Ramo passes, that we apply the halacha of tichnas merida to show isurim, it's not mitiras vaday, it's mitiras sofik. So maybe in case where half of the chticha is techaraitev and half of the chticha is chutzaraitev, so it is vexvekin. First of all, maybe the halacha of tichnas merida doesn't apply to chaylev altogether, assuming that it does apply, not like Rabbi Ephraim. Maybe the halacha is like the ri. So maybe when it's chetzio techaraitev, chetzio chutzaraitev, is to be considered that if it's kulo techaraitev. So maybe if there is shishin totality, so maybe even that chaticha itself is mutar. Abun sachtich tichoridim is a dobe bolamir tiras nivil tata adil lakriza. Umikol mokei yesh lahach mi ala eser reis hachatich vichol ze vishor isu. Abun basa bichol ov, abun bishin is a dobe kumitsa tichot tichoridim amgino chtich nas nivele. Amgino chtich nas nivele. Ye shemrim do amgino chtich nas nivele in sari visalach, betalach, vachakach ni sari fakil bet. Acher. So there is a shite that we don't apply the halacha of tichnasis nevele if there is darubes of lach bilach v'hakach nisarif hakel beheter achet v'nitzrichim rak shishim negedeisa shenofa. So in other words, that we only apply the halacha of tichnasis nevele by shor isurim where it's itog a bush, but not when it's lach bilach. Balach belach, we don't apply the aloche of tichnasis nevele by shor isurim. V'yeish lismich al zeh v'shor isurim v'tzerech hepzet godo. Avo loy b'kos v'cholo. So the Ramo paskins that by shor isurim we can rely on it b'mokim hepzet godo. But by kos v'cholo, we couldn't rely on it even b'mokim hepzet godo. Even b'mokim hepzet godo. V'im nisarif. So why? Because by kos v'cholo, so tichnasis nevele is midraise. If it's midraise, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's a gush or lach, what even does it make? Midraise. Suppose you can have liquid meat too. I mean, meat can be liquefied. And suppose that a drop of milk fell into liquid meat and it gave it up. So then it's tichnasis nevele, even though it's lavalach, because they are chtichnas nevele is midraise. Masheim ki b'shor isurim, so it's only mishum zeira, mishum basa b'cholo. So it's only midrabonon. So when did the rabbonon apply it? When there is a chaticha. By doba gush, you can say there is a chaticha, chtichnas nevele. But by doba lach, in liquid, it's not shayach to say chtichnas nevele. There is no chaticha. More liquid, less liquid. So in other words, some mele, we cannot say. So this whole aloche of chtichnas nevele, which is midrabonon by shor isurim, so it doesn't apply, according to some Visheni, to a Dovalach, to Lavalach. So V'yesh L'Ismechal Zeh, but the Visheni will say that it applies even by Shor Yisurim, by Dovalach too. So Mimele is Meikil, V'mokim Efzed Merube, by Shor Yisurim. Amar Lo Yiposa B'chol. V'im Nisar, if Yovish B'Yovish, V'am Ginom B'shul Nisach, T'chanasis Nevele. L'avoyit V'yovish B'yovish, we don't say T'chanasis Nevele in any Yisach. Vayin li kamon simin tzadik tesi, kot mit eswom, mit nas nevele. Now, li hanesa mit li esisea, li amrinon beich tira nas nevele, vlo ibin en samech rag neget u isha shebola. So in other words, so that means, not like the shite of the smad, which is a shite trio, the first shite in the two in simin tzadik beis, that gabi kli itself, we apply now the concept of tira nas nevele, so the metal or the earthenware vessel becomes a tira nisu. That's a shite trio. And he mentioned them in the name of the Mordechai. But according to the pshat of the Taz, according to the pshat of the Taz, in Simen Zalichez, so the Mordechai's own shite is that vis-a-vis Glicheres, we do apply the concept of Tichnas Nevele, we got in the earth and where it's out. All right. Now, Sive, Tipas Cholov Shenov Lagdeiro, Sheitzalation Bachut, אם נופלו כנגד התו שנמצא לך לסמר כנגד הטיפו שמפפס לפנים והווה כי הוא נופלו מתו ואם נופלו לא כמראי קום הוא מפפס so he passed us like we had three shittes the smak shitte which is a shitte tchuyo and the shitte maram Rutenberg which we don't pass in like it in the sheet of the smack. So we pass by the smack. So if I pass it, if I do what, so I'm going to call car, she's a little bit of a tipo, how in the sun is it, Mickey McDeo? We need a tap shield there, Mickey McDeo, she is a, how in the sun a tap shield. We said that can also she, and the Hano car, who he got what she's talent. So we explained it Friday. I mean, that is, so we have two pshotim, we have the pshat of the Bishyos and the Shach, in the Sofik, as to whether it's with a pay of the Chul or not. And we have the pshat of the Taz. But most, the Sikhalim, they agree with the pshat of the Bishyos and the Shach. Vidav ki mag deo yishon. Abo, the Mechadosh, what did deo yishon mean? Deo yishon doesn't mean that it was cooked a year ago, a month ago, or 2 days ago. Deo yishon means that it was cooked within the 24 hours. And he has a look. Mashain came, if it is for the first time, within the 24 hours, you might have cooked 1,000 times in it. But if the 1,000 times were cooked more than 24 hours before, so then it doesn't matter. So it's considered the day of Chadosh. Vidav ki magdei lo yishono. Avol im Chadosh v'chol yinzon samech rak neged atipo shenofa. Why? Because if it's a day of Chadosh. So even if it has 1,000 xesim bliye inside the day of but they are, it's name of Yeme, so it doesn't matter, that couldn't ask. But within the last 24 hours is the first, it is the first thing that is boiled, that is cooked. Some Mele, there is no reason. No Agueilom, so this is what the two mentions in the name of Rabbi Yechiel, and they are two pshat. The pshat of the priest is that the No Agueilom is only to ask it. If he doesn't want to wait until it cools off, if he wants, you know, to pour out to the other side, then it's no ayilom. But if he's ready to wait until it cools off, there is no ayilom. But the other nesikilim say, no, that even if he's ready to wait, to let it stand until it cools off, there is still a minak, a chumre, not to rely on it. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe for some reason, when we let it stand, so it will start to be mifapea, to steam, to bubble. And then, so then, the blie that remains sticking in the periphery of the inner daven, so might come out, and then glasser, if you don't have 60 times 60. So, no ago even less section of our daven. Now the Shach points out, that all these things, all these chumres, is, let's say we walk about Rikon, that is only if there is just 60, but no 60 times 60. But if there is 60 times 60, so then that these chumres don't apply. So no agoyim less, because you know flower tevish lo kineget harik. Vidav tevish neif will be sitzat shen kineget harik. Everything was mentioned and was discussed in the two. Avol no flower kineget harik muter shor eish seyofe umiyapshe vioz agdei onamesha. Vidav ki bidova muet kidin tipo. Avol no flower harbe so then it's not shayach that the eish just because it dropped above the eish so the eish will dry it out and make it inedible. Before it is absorbed by the David. It's because there is a lot of drops. We have 1,000 drops. So just because the 1,000 drops fell at just the Kineged Reish, so they wouldn't become in a split second dried up so as to be considered not edible. So but if it's not mure, then it dries up before it is absorbed. Without the government can keep up the Fahab and Latin, a few in the Kinegadesh, Elohim King Kinegadorite, Valde Samer. So then it is mutin. So the Ramo says, the Taz is really can this Ramo too. She says, Vios Hagdeiro have a so, a few ye Samer be Tafshir, Negadati Moshe no floor. So he says, even if it is no foul, Kinegadorite, and the Rishishim, so this is mutter. So the tafshir is mutter. But the gdeira is also there. In other words, you cannot use it again. The tafshir is mutter. But the gdeira is also there. The taz is chilek, he says. Now the tashik is that the reason as to why that the sofik where the mfapeya bechule is, if we say it's mfapeya bechule, so that means that the tipe shoots through directly. And falls into the dera, so then there is no problem altogether. Then we wouldn't have a problem, even if kineged or eker. But there is a pas, another alternative, that it's not papei mechule. So what does it mean, it's not papei mechule? Not papei mechule means it remains sticking in the interior. It remains sticking in the interior. So then, so if it's connected to Eikon, so it is also a tupor through the same data. Because originally it did not shoot through the data because there was no rate. Machine, now you start pouring, so there'll be more heat. So it will shoot through. And while it became sticking, it remained sticking in the interior, so it might have combined with 59 tipes of Grosso. So together 60 tipes became Mechtichel Yisure. And then when you start pouring, so they'll come out, and there is no 60 times 60. There is only 60 times 1, but not 60 times 60. Not 60 times 60. Alright, so he says, so Mimele, the Tas is, so Mimele, so, but that's the reason as to why it's also in the case of Nofal Kineged Oreik. But Nofal Kineged Oreik, if it's Muter, because we want to check. If it's Mvapei Bechulei, so it fell into the gear. If it's not Mvapei Bechulei, it remains sticking in the interior. So even when you pour Neged that spot, so it will still remain sticking and not come out. Because one of Shech, if the heat of the soup was capable of extracting it, so why didn't it extract it at the first moment? If it didn't extract it then, it wouldn't extract it now when you pour. You see. So Mimele is the kashe. So why does he say it was Agdeo Havasu? Was Agdeo Havasu? Why should you do it? Agdeo Havasu, in other words, you can't cook in it. You have to cash on it there, Rambo says. Even if it fell kineged or eaten. Why did the Gdeira so? Because Monefshech, if in Papea Bechulei, so it fell into the Gdeira. If it's not in Papea Bechulei, so it remains sticking. So it remains sticking, and it didn't fall into the Gdeira then. So when you cook again a second time, it wouldn't fall into the Gdeira either. So this is, so the Taz Israeli and Ramos Din was a Gdeira Abbasu. Alright. But all the other poskim are chilek of the Taz, and they hold that the gdeiro is osa, even if it's not for kineged oreik. Ve'oz hagdeiro avasu af mishama b'tavshil negativ shnoflo v'yare miyad hatavshil memenu b'tzad acher sheloi kineged atipo v'im bishloi b'gdeiro tavshil acher dinek b'yu pama v'yishen. So he says v'yare miyad hatavshil memenu b'tzad acher sheloi kineged atipo. So even though mikre dine it's mutea, but it's not the proper thing to pour it out, even if it felt kineged oreik. Why? Because of Yechshon Sherecheike, maybe it will be mifapea. Maybe it will be malar yisichet be mifapea. But the Eved, even if he poured it out, kineged, in the same day, kineged atipo, so it will still be mutea. Why? Because we say, if it's Mpapea Bechulei, so it fell into the Gdeiro. And if it's not Mpapea Bechulei, so just as it didn't come out the first moment, it wouldn't come out now either. But Yesh Mishemata Vishasatra, Kigin Berev Shabbos, Shaloi Kineged Areite, Afilu Shaloi Kineged Eish, Al Yidei Samer. Now, so I mentioned Friday, there are two pshot in the Yesh Mishemata. There are two pshat in the Yesh Mishemata. So one pshat is because this din that the smak says that where the tipas cholov fell, shaloi kineged oreik, but kineged oreik. So then it is also why? Because of isofik, maybe it's not mifapeya bechol. Maybe it's not mifapei bechulei. Whatever the pshat in not mifapei bechulei means, whether it means not mifapei bechulei, it does not become evenly distributed in the interior of the kele, or it means it's not mifapei bechulei, it doesn't shoot through directly into the kele. But whatever the pshat is, so why does the smak asa bimokei horeike? Because of the alternative of the sofik, maybe it's not mifapei bechulei. But, so that's the shita of the smak, that it is sofik. But the Argeshini will say that the maskon of the Gemara is that it's certainly mifapeya mechule. It's certainly mifapeya mechule. Rashi and Teisves. So, according to them, So even when it fell, can I get a ring on its mutter? That's one shot. The Gro explains it differently. Now look into the Gro. Lamedalet. שכוסב מורדכי, בשם רבון, וזה שיטה ברמב״ם טו, תראו, אמרים לו מבורוח, תכן אסנר אלה כבר. זה רבון, זה רמב״ם, זה שם. So in other words, so, according to the Gro, this יש מי שמעתי, is in line לשיטה ברמב״ם. Even though, in סימן צריך חס, in סימן צריך חס, so, the first washing in the Mechaber, סימן צריך סיפי, אם ידוע כמה הוא ייסק עם קו חדושו, או שאינו בסיימו של ניאבו, הוא בוא לו כזייס. חילן, והכך ניאבו בירו של בוסו, או כזייס חולו, כזייס חולו, והכך ניאבו בירו של בוסו, אין צורך על הסם, חיץ חולו. והכך ניאבו בירו של בוסו, אין צורך על הסם, ובאת על הכזייס שבולו. אבל כף ראשונו הוא בסיימו משאר בחולו. לכל מה שבולו נסיסיסה, הוא ידינו כמה בולו. So that's the sheet of the Rajah. That we say the Gabi Bolua, Ktichanas Leila. V'yesh v'sheim eia, that's the Ramban Shita. She gam buzu in tzorech l'sama l'bat l'kazai shebo. So the first Roshin, which is the Ika Roshin, so in the Mechaber is not like the Ramban. So that's the reason as to why some don't like the gross pshat in Yesh v'shemata v'shasadchak. Because that would not be in consonance with the Psaq of the Mechaber in Sin Tzadiches. But the Gro, the Gro explained it that way. It's a very good explanation. After all, in Simen Tzadik Ches, he also mentions the Meikil. So here he also mentions the Yesh Mishemata Mishasatrak. Alright. So Yesh Mishemata Mishasatrak, in the Rav Shabbos Shulik Neged Reitem, Afim Shulik Neged Reish, Al Yedei Sam, Vyoche Noi, Vim Nishpach, Vim Nishpach. It could be that the reason as to why the Rav Mor is Matir, is a Tziru for all the Yishites. Because we have here a Svek Sveike, In other words, first of all, there is the Shita of the Rambam that we don't see in Gabi Bolua. Then there is the Shita of Rashi and Teisves. Then the Maskon of the Gemori is that it's definitely Mifapea Bechule, you see. So in order to answer it, we have to be Chishish for many Shitas. So that's why, so when the Ramor says Vioche Noig, even though he doesn't say Vioche Noig in Sinu Tzadik Ches, the answer is over there, it's only one sheet, but here we have other reasons too. So it's a tziru of all the pshat together. I mean, it's not right. It could be, we could say a tziru in the Mechaber, that the yesh mishemata mishasatrag because of a tziru. First of all, maybe the aloch is like the Rambam, assuming the aloch is like the Rajbo, maybe the aloch is like Hashem Teitzves, the maskon of the Gemoris, Mepapeh v'chulei. So we can say, I mean, we can be mitzarim both pshatim, in the Ramor and Mechaber as well. Alright. ומי ישפח חילב, או אישו, ומי ישפח חולו, או אישו ויסרי שיח על קבי קק, ומי דיולו, ומי דיולו, גדירו, חמו, אם מה שמי ישפח אין אצל האיש, לא יהב רק לשם, ולא חינה גדי בעשורו, וגולי הקצץ, ועטב של מותר, ותעתו יגוב, so in mi shpach lo mishon yisariseach al gabi karka ve mido lo vdei rochamo so in other words so that yisariseach that was spilled on the karka so that is not considered cham even though it's still yatzelet it's not considered cham why is it considered cham because it's like a cliche so but then it all depends so the thing that was spilled out, even though it's still warm, so that's considered tzedek. But it all depends what the pot is. If the pot is hot, so it's yatzeledes and it's inclination, v'ilkadir hamim, im ma shenishpachei itzel eish, la'av rak nishei, v'ilochin agdei la'asur, v'ibolei aktaz, v'atav shulmut et atei gobar, because what was spilled out is a klisheini, so me'ilei tzeden, so even though the gdeiro is ham, but it's tatoi gova. So it only has us getting klipe. So the shule adera, that's the certainly klipe. So maybe the tapshul itself is muta. Toi gova. wie geluach nach der Ehre, wie Sachas, schon noch ein Bier zu nennen. Im Liebste, wie geluach nach der Ehre, wie Sachas, können Sie in die Ehre erzählen, haben Namen die Plischeini. Haben Namen die Plischeini. So, in other words, So the Ramos says here, that if it's Nif Zagat Yeruach, so then it has a dinner with cliché. Has a dinner with cliché. V'moi Nif Zag, have a kiyum, v'abdi ratzel enes nes, v'oim ayatzel enes. Now. Now, we learned on Thursday, I think we learned it, in Simen Tzadik Aleph, Siv Zayin Neshach, Kirif Abos, Mishmi Kal Natach, Mutzei Mu Mikar Eri, Elo Adi Beika, Ribol Apote, Likach Torach Klipi, Vayim Bissimin Kupfei Sim Gimu, Oy Bidin Tatoi Gop, Kam Mizbo Yoshom Nafu Noflach, Olo Kiseach, Al Gosot Tzeinir Al Giyu, Shaloi, Nifzak Akaluach, Savke Biklipi, Vichein Afilo Nifzak Akaluach, Boy Klipi, So in other words, so he says, "V'chein afu nifzak akeluach boy klipi." Now, klisheni we pass from the eved does not require klipi. Only mechatchile we are cheshiv leshiras arashbo that it doesn't need klipi that we learn in the kufay. But that klisheni doesn't require klipi. But here the shach says nifzak akeluach boy klipi. So that means that nifzak akeluach is not like klisheni, and it's like here is boy klipi. But here the Ramos says that. That im nifzak akeluach nag vikeluach nag deo isachas sholach lag deo tzinenes im nifzak akeluach nag deo isachas kedim sheingia la tzinen have name ki klisheini in that klisheini the eved doesn't answer at all, so it's a stire. So we explained it in Tarubes, and last on Thursday we explained it what some of the Sikelim say in Simen Kufei, that there is a difference between Basa B'cholov and Chorizo, because if it's a klerishin, so then kiriklipe it's mivasha. Kiriklipe it's mivasha. But if it is, let's say, if it is a klerishin, I'm sorry, if it is iru from a klerishin, so and loy nivzak akeluach, so then it's mivasha kiriklipe. Mashein kein if it's nivzak akeluach, so it's mavliat beklipe, but not mivasha. But the shittel the Ramo is, and this is the pshat in the Nikudei Zakesef in Simen Kufei, we learn it, that it distinguishes between Basa B'cholov and Chorizoi. So as many Nisi Kelim say pshat in that Nikudei Zakesef in Simen Kufei, if let's say Chorizoi would spill on Heter, let's say Chelet, not Cholov, would spill on Heter, it would be Nifzak HaKeluach, then it would Asak HaKeluach. But if Cholov, Nifzak HaKeluach, drops of Cholov, of not of a continuous flow, of a continuous jet, would spill. And boso, so then it would be muta. Why? Because by boso the whole of the Torah only asked their own vision. So the melee, even, so two midrabonon, it's also a tam, even when it's not a rabbish, let's say kobush. But the whole apoches, it's a tam gomo. Mashay came where it's Nifzak HaKeluach, so then it's not Bishul, and the Tam is not even Tam Gomo. But by Shor Isurim, when there is no Aloha of Bishul, so even if it gives a Tam that is not a Tam Gomo, it's the Vosam Rabbah. Mashaykin Vosam Cholov, even if it gives a Tam Gomo, let's say Kovish, but if it's not there, Bishul, it's not Osam Rais. But with Rabbon it's Osam. So when is it Osam Rabbon? If it's not there, Bishul, it gives a Tam Gomo. But if it's not there, Bishul, and it doesn't give me Tam Gomo, so then if Rabbon it's not Osam. So mainly there is no Spirit. So he says here, וכלוח מנהג די אורי סחס, שלא מביא רוצה ננס. אם נפסה כלוח מנהג די אורי סחס, כאילו שהגיע לציינן, אבל נעמי כקוי שני. And if a drop of חולוב, that נפסה כלוח, would spill on the part of בוסו, so then it wouldn't even be also there. It was there. By שור איסורים, it would be also there. מידי רבונון. But by בוסו בחולוב, because there are בישלו עושה תאירו, so if not there are בישלו, it's also the Rabbonon, but only if it is Tam Gomo. But by Nifzak HaKeluach, it gives only Tam Kolush, so it's not in Mosek at all. V'im loy Nifzak, So then, if by Bosa Becholovitz also, Vahav Giyiru, Vahav Diratzelenes, Nesro, Ima Yatzelenes, Mekuluach HaNegea, Vedeo, Vahatavshas Vesheikho Shore, Deiniro Yisarak in Eklipe, Alu Magdeiro Yechamo, Vilpurishi, Vikosh Kneimin Yitzlaeish, Avra Kuluach Utzeinen, Hakloser, Ditato Yigova. So then, Vahav Gitzeinen Yisicham, Vikuleos, So, the Kuleos here, deep on the Feles Al Gabi Kisu Deiro, Dile Kinofu Al Gabi Deiro Negadareti, Vihushi, Hisril, Hadeiro Lartiach, Dios Eile Hazeiro Tomi, Umakia La Kisu, Viele Mishon Laretik. Now, so the Mechava passes by the smack, the Tiff Yemek Deiro. And then the Tipas Holo falls on the Deiro Nagdeiro. So then it depends. If it falls, If it falls in the Reikim, then it's Mutter. If it falls in the Reikim, so it's Osir. Unless, it's Osir if you pour it through the David. Unless you let it stand idle. But if you don't let it stand idle and you start pouring it, so then it's Osir. It's Osir. Now the question is this. Suppose it falls on the cover of the pot. The cover of the pot. Now, this is the pot, and then there is a cover. The lid of the pot. Suppose it has full of faults on the cover. Is it to be considered like nofal negedareite? For it to be considered like nofal negedareite. So if it falls negative on the defense, so then you just take notice whether it is beneath the level of the reite or it's above the level of the reite. If it's above the level of the reite, it's motum reite. If it's beneath the level of the reite, so it's negedareite. But suppose it falls on the cover. So how is it to be treated? So the Rambam says it all depends. Even the time when the tipas cholov falls on the cover of the pot, so it keeps on bubbling and vapor is coming. Sometimes, you know, so vapor comes from the tafshil, and that vapor goes up and hits the inner surface of the cover of the pot. So then it's considered kinegedareite. But if at the time when the tipas cholov fell on the cover of the pot, so there was no steam coming, no vapor coming from the tafshil and hitting the inner surface of the cover of the pan, so then it's considered like no fault in negative. This is what it says. So deep on the fellas can be kissu deiro. Dino kinofo al gabi deiro negative. Vihushi is like deiro la artia. Yosa pile hazeo. Tomi, magia la kissu viyam shabari. Machves shel chelet. Machves shel cholof. Yes, what it is. What is that?
You have to just take off the
top of the pudding.
It's
all over there. But that would be too late. Of what avail?
I mean, if it's not...
Even the time. What?
If it's not boiling yet, the whole falls out of the pan, just take off the
pan. No. But even the time, you see, when the tipper fell, so Zeye did not go. So then it has a din like ki negative aiken. Kinegedareken. So Mimele, you ask, even if you take off the top, the cover, so true it is considered like Nofal Kinegedareken, but by Nofal Kinegedareken as well, so even by Nofal Kinegedareken, so it's not also Mikaledine if you pour it through the other day. Only if you pour it, kineged the defen, it became a tip. So mele, if you take off the cover, so then it will not be poured over the became a tip. So it should be muta. The answer is enochaname. If let's say you take off the top of the. If you take off the cover of the pot and then you take notice that Zeye did not come out at the time the tipe fell on the cover, and since the time it didn't come up either, so then all right. But suppose, let's say, the tipe fell, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you took off the cover, let's say, 5 minutes later, and you know that at the time when the tipe fell, so then Zeya didn't come out. But between 3 and 5 minutes after 3, Zeya did come up. So Memela, that was Mepapeya, so it's possible that at 3 o'clock when the Tipas Cholo fell on the cover, so then it was connected to Reiken because Zeya didn't come up. So Memela became sticking, it became latent in the periphery of the inner surface of the cover. Then, 2 minutes later, when vapor started to come out, before you took off the cover, so then it started to be mifapeya, and that pushed out that tipas chol that combined in the periphery of the inner surface of the cover with 59 tipas. So in Achaname, but if you know, let's say, you take off and you take notice of the fact that Zeya did not come out from the at the time when the tipe, fell, and since the time Zeya started to come up before you took off the cover, so then it'll be awesome. Alright. Machve shel cholo. Shenosne bikiro tachas deo. Shenosne bikiro tachas deo shel posu. Hazeye ele v'nivla b'deo v'isam. Now we had that din in Simen Kufay also. In other words, that Zeya is considered as a Dova Shein Demamesh. That Gez is not considered as a Dova Shein Demamesh. Gez is also an entity of Isa. An entity of Isa. So the Mele, if vapor from the milk came up and it touched the Gdeir Shel Boso, so the Mele, the Gdeir Shel Boso absorbed the milk vapor, so it becomes also as if it absorbed the liquid milk. It doesn't make any difference whether it absorbs liquid milk or gaseous milk. Alright. Hazeya ele v'nivla b'deo v'isam. Imo yocholo v'im. And then, so memele, imo yocholo v'machves, b'in zamer b'tavshil sh'b'deva, negrachol sh'b'machves. Now we don't know how much vapor was absorbed by the deo shel boso, so we have to consider the maximum. So in other words, but the amount of vapor could not be more than the amount of cholov that was originally in the machves. So even the Gdeir Shel Boso has 60 times the quantity of cholov that was contained originally in the machves, and then it's put down. But if the Gdeir Shel Boso does not have 60 measures neged the quantity of cholov contained originally in the machves, and then it's also. In short, in other words, Zeya is considered like the Gufaisa. There is no difference between Zeya and the Gufaisa in the solid state or in the liquid state. V'chol ze ma'ir esha ma'achvez migule. V'azeya ile min ha'machla atzmon l'gdei osho leo. V'gam ma'ir esho ye b'korif kol kach. Sh'ayatzu ledez v'zeya v'mokim sh'negei ha'b'gdei o. Avol min ha'yatzu ledez v'zeya ha'kul sho. V'lochei teilim bosom yavi shal deli shol cholo. V'loi chayshino. Lizeya she'ile, because it's covered. V'chein ima machmes. In other words, if it's far away, so then there is nothing v'cheishish. And even if it's very close, but if it's covered, so again, there is no possibility that the zeya is absorbed. V'chein ima machmes mechuse hakol shorei. Mine dehava ashtek deiris negin zubezu. Deneisrei zuezu bingiye. Kolchki mizeye.
So that means, little Fatrile, so we're not allowed to rely on the fact that the state there is negi is everything. The Fatrile, we're not allowed to rely. So, what is the heter of eating the kosher meals on the plains? So, it's contrary to this Fatrile. But I'm not saying that they do something that is not right. So they probably consider it as a hard situation because I probably have to eat. So Mimele, they eat those meals because the heter of eating the kosher meals on the plains is because that since the kosher meals are wrapped properly, not always is it wrapped properly. Sometimes, so it's wrapped on top where it's not important, but at the bottom, that touches the stove there in the plain, so there it's unwrapped, all right? So then it's really awesome. But suppose it is wrapped properly, with several aluminum foils, so then the evidence is muter, but it does not conform to the Chachile, unless we say that this is a hardship situation. I mean, the other alternative would be that he shouldn't eat. So Memele, in a hardship situation, so it's considered like that. But this is that. Neir shel chilek, also ki neir shel shab, shenotach mimenu tipo al kli, ein tzorich ki im greide, aber chilek mihutech, cham, shenofal mimenu tipo al kli, tzorich hago, tzorich hago. In other words, if you have a neir out of chilek, so if a tipe of that neir, so fell on a chilek, So now what kind of a niru is it? It's kiruacha nifsak. A tipe, there is no continuous flow, continuous yet. So it's kiruacha nifsak. Now kiruacha nifsak, so the Ramo paskind, that by Bosa B'cholov it doesn't asa, but here it's not neir shel cholov. I mean, you couldn't make a candle out of milk. So it's neir shel chelev. So by shor isurim, meaning kiruacha nifsak, asa is kiriklipe. So memele, the great is the equivalent of the clip. This is how the Dor HaShulchan explains it. So in other words, here, the Greide is, that's the equivalent of the Klip. Abol Chilev Mimutech. Cham Shenofel Menotipal Bli Tzorich HaGolet. Now the question arises, why Tzorich HaGolet? Why more than Greide? Greide is the equivalent of Klip. But why HaGolet? It's still Kiluach HaNifzak. It's still Kiluach HaNifzak. And even if it had been Kiluach She'elim Nifzak, let's say, Chilev Mihuter, so there is a possibility that there is a continuous fall, a continuous jet of Chilev Mihuter. But even a Kiluach She'elim Nifzak is only Mivashal Kiliklipe. It's only Mavliya Kiliklipe. Why Hagole? Hagole means that there is Bliya Bikule. Because if he says, Klipe is not enough. Klipe is not enough. So we have to say that this din of the mechaber is in line with the chiddush we mentioned it in Tarumas, with the chiddush of the Chayodom, the Chachmas Odom, that when do we distinguish between klirishn and klishen? That if it is only yatzeledesbe means that the finger will not feel comfortable, will not be comfortable. But there is another degree of heart. Another degree of heart. Yad nichbezbe. Nichbezbe is burning heart. No, when you get blisters. So what is Yad nichbezbe is descriptive of klirish knowledge. Yad zeledezbe is descriptive, is normally descriptive of klirish of the fire. Yad nichbezbe, burning heart. Sometimes you put your finger in hot water in the klirish, so you don't feel comfortable. But you don't start screaming. But suppose you put your fingers, your hands, in a boiling kettle of water that has been boiling for several hours. So then you'll start screaming. That's not just Yatzeledes Bein, that's burning hot. So the Chochmas Odom says, that when do we distinguish between Klirish and Klisheni only if it's Yatzeledes Bein? So Klisheni is not Mevashe, it's not even Mavliya. But if it's Yad Nichves Bey, so it doesn't make a difference. Klirishi, Klisheni, Klishlishi. If it's Yad Nichves Bey, it's always Mevashel. It's always Mevashel. It's always Mavliya. So this can be explained on the basis of the Chiddush of the because Chilev Mihuta Cham, that's Yad Nichves Bey. You just have to try it so you'll see. So the Mele, true that Iru is only Mavliya can be paid. But here, since it's Yad Nichves Bey, so even Klisheni, not only Iru from Klirishi. Even klisheini would be mavliya b'chulei. So that's why it requires hagol. All right, now, so tomorrow we'll start going over the taz and shachs. And there are certain taz and shachs that I think we don't have to go over inside because I discussed it already once or twice or three times, so we won't go over it inside. But then after we go over the taz and the shachs, so we proceed with simon tzadik beis.